Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Hey, when will the corn be ready? That's a big question.
Tell me right now.
An update on Colorado's
produce. The Olathe sweet corn?
Yes, yes. Well, I saw a story about how people, you know, they get kind of bamboozled, if you will, when it comes to the Colorado produce, because people will be on the side of the road and they'll be like, these are Palisade peaches.
And they're not?
And they're not. Those are imposter peaches.
What?
No.
Imposter peaches. So the thing is each produce has its own time of when it's ready to go, right? Like, you have the peaches, which are usually middle July is when the good peaches come. Say early July, but you don't want those. Those are hard peaches.
You don't want a hard peach.
You want a soft peach.
You want a nice peach. If somebody hands you a peach, you got to inspect that sticker right away.
You have to make sure that it's Palisade.
You don't want a fake peach.
You don't.
You don't want to be going to a barbecue and somebody hands you a fake peach. No. I'll tell you that right now.
The Olathe sweet corn, though, that's ready late July, early August. They even have the sweet corn festival, which is usually the first week in August.
Ever been to the Corn Palace in South Dakota?
No.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah? Have you been to the Sweet Corn Festival?
Can't say that I have.
I have been there multiple times. Do you know, it's like $20 to get in, and it's all you can eat corn.
I am not kidding.
You just keep going through that line, and then they have all the different seasonings.
Can you imagine what your turds are going to look like?
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine the porta potties at that place? Oh,
it's going to look like crazy. It's going to be cream corn in there.
It's a hot mess up in there. But the Sweet Corn Festival, you literally get to just take seasoning and put it on, and they have a whole table full of seasoning. So every time you go through, you get a different kind of corn. You change it up.
Sounds good.
I love the corn on those big roasters that they have.
You
can hear the flame, and they're in there roasting the corn. That is some of the tastiest MFing corn you're ever going to have.
Yes.
It's so good.
It's so good.
When is this?
Olathe Sweet Corn Festival is usually the first week in August.
Where's it at?
In Olathe, Colorado.
Which There's is actually in Olathe?
Between, yeah, it's in between Montrose and
I thought that was just the corn factory.
It goes Montrose, Olathe, Delta, Grand Junction.
I'll be damned. I had no idea there was an actual Olathe,
there
Colorado.
Is an actual Olathe, Colorado.
What?
Yes. The Olathe. Is it Pirates?
The Olathe
Pirates. I think that's what it is. But anyway, yeah, Olathe, Colorado.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not. Olathe.
I've lived here my entire life. I didn't have any idea there's.
You talking about the high school, Katie? There.
Yeah.
How would I know that?
Olathe Pirates. It is the Olathe Pirates.
You looked at me like the Olathe Pirates. I was like,
you're the sports guy.
Well, I don't know the high school.
Oh my God! I'm not driving to Olathe. It's way the hell out there.
It is not. It's barely. It's like 4.5 hours to get to Olathe.
You're basically in Nevada.
You know, you're not. You're in between Montrose and Delta.
That's a long drive. For corn.
It's worth it.
I'm going to go to Safeway and get my own corn.
Don't they
bring in the Olathe at Safeway, don't they?
They do.
Well, then why would I drive to Olathe?
All you can eat corn. The Olathe sweet corn.
A town that I never knew existed.
Oh, yeah. So it is August 23rd this year in Olathe.
I swear, I thought it was like a corn factory or something.
Colorado.
Was,
no.
Operated by John Olathe.
Oh, my gosh, no.
I've been in the corn business since 1876.
No.
It was Grandpappy's business.
It's so funny because people actually call it Olathe.
It gets probably expensive out there, don't you think? Don't they jack the prices on the corn for the corn festival? When I could wander in a Safeway and get 8 ears. For a buck, right?
No,
don't they do that?
You have farmers, so you can just trade a something.
Trade a farmer?
You can barter. You can barter over there on the western slope.
Like I bring them junk from my house and I can trade it for corn?
I don't know about that.
Like an old Blu-ray player or something?
If you have a bushel of green chilies and you can trade it.
I don't have a bushel of anything.
What would I trade? I don't know. Go find a bushel of something.
Trade your e-bike for some corn.
No, I like, wait, maybe like some old DVDs or something. Do farmers like old DVDs?
Are you saying they still use DVDs up in Olathe?
Yes, they do.
They're a little
I feel like they would.
Town.
I feel like they don't even have Wi-Fi up there.
No,
not
they
yet.
Do.
Not yet. It's coming.
It's still in Colorado, again, between Montrose and
Delta. I looked
Delta.
It up. We know where it's at now.
Yes, it's a real place, and there's real people there.
I'm just trying to decide what I would trade a bushel of for a bushel of corn.
And they have internet. It's a very advanced place at Olathe, Colorado.
All right.
Okay.
If anybody has some suggestions on what I should trade a bushel of for a bushel of corn, feel free to text us. The text line's wide open.